Hello Wanderers. Before we get into today's episode, we want to let you guys know that we have a Discord server where you can talk about not just backrooms related things, but food, games, and various other topics. We also have a Patreon if you would like to show extra support for the podcast. A link to both will be in the show notes. And as always, you can email us at thetravelersguidetothebackrooms@gmail.com, with suggestions on what you'll like us to cover in the future or to just say hi. That's all for our announcements, so let's get back to the episode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going over one of the simpler levels within the backrooms, but maybe after this episode, you'll feel a little different about its playing concept. So, don't go touching that unidentified black fluid just yet, because today, we'll be no clipping into level 20. Basic descriptions. Level 20 is the 21st level within the backrooms and has a survival difficulty class of 0. That being safe, secure, and devoid of entities. Level 20 overall is a rather simple level in its design. A fairly large warehouse with some anomalous properties to it. As we stated, it's rather safe, so unlike other warehouse levels like level 1, a newbie to the backrooms would be just fine exploring here. So, with that extremely bare-bones description out of the way, let's get into what exactly you can find while within level 20. Appearances. So, level 20 takes the appearance of a warehouse, which from the latest estimations, is stated to be around 200 to 300 kilometers in size, though there have been accounts of the level going on for much further than this. A strange oddity of level 20's warehouse is that machinery from throughout time can be found. For example, while walking by a modern pallet jack, you can also come across steam power cranes or crank-powered forklifts. Along with the machinery, it's noted that no matter the condition they're in, they'll work perfectly fine. So now using your new forklift as transportation, what else might you come across within level 20? Well, you'll mostly be met with shelves that crowd the level, filled with boxes or containers. Items found within these containers are noted as being quite dangerous in nature, though we're not given any example of what they might be. Any liquids found have been tested as being the same fluid found throughout level 20. And on that note, while traveling within level 20, you'll come across some corridors and rooms with the floor coated in oil-like liquid. It's yet to be determined what this liquid is, so it's best not to interact with it and stay clear. Overall, level 20 is a huge warehouse, but more so, it's a huge warehouse full of goodies. So, let's get into what can be found here. Scavenge and supplies. When it comes to scavenging, level 20 isn't too bad of a level to check out. For starters, the crates on other containers that can be found here are known to hold dangerous items from time to time. Though this could imply items of immense power but dangerous to wield, we like to think more on the cautious side. So, we suggest that you either stay clear of these items or handle them with the utmost care. Next up on the scavenger list is the machinery that can be found throughout the level. As stated earlier, the machinery here, no matter the decay it may have, works just fine. The parts within them may be worth its fair share of almond water, so looting these parts would be a great opportunity. There are also shelving materials and containers that can be scavenged from here as well, which would come in handy out within the backrooms proper. All of these things we've discussed in this section make level 20 worth scavenging if you're able. Entities. With entities as a major concern, you could rest easy knowing that level 20 is void of any entities, both hostile and non-hostile, making this level a great place to rest up before your next brawl with a hound or wretch. So you can sleep with both eyes closed knowing nothing will attack. Well, for now at least. Settlements and outposts. On the topic of settlements or outposts, level 20 would make a great level to set up a base or homestead. This is due to the lack of environmental threats to wanderers. However, as far as we know, there aren't any active outposts or settlements located within the level. Ins and outs. When it comes to entering level 20, the main method used to access the level, outside of using level keys, of course, is by entering a broken or rusted over door within level 19. Though, due to the amount of levels, doing this can send you to within level 19, it would be safer to just use level keys if available. Now leaving level 20 is nowhere near as safe as entering. Especially when you take into account the locations it may send you. So, to exit from level 20, you must find a dark corridor flooded or at least semi-flooded with the mysterious black substance found throughout the level, and travel down said corridor for an unknown amount of time. Though, from what we can tell, hours are required before one is able to exit the level. Once you do so, you will either find yourself traveling through level 6 or level 22. Both options are quite unwanted destinations for both prepared and unprepared wanderers. So like with entering, the usage of level keys will be, forgive my humor, key when traveling to and from level 20. Closing words. So, that was level 20 of the Backrooms, also known as the Warehouse. What did you all think about the level? What do you think the mysterious black liquid may be? We would love to hear what you all think. As always, if you have any questions, suggestions, or just want to say hi, feel free to join our Discord server or email us. Both will be in the show notes. That's going to be all for today's episode, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you all again soon. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and be safe out there. I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons over at Patreon. Starting with the Wanderers at the $1 level, Ridiculous, Izzy Klein, Caleb Hills, Nathan Gear, Anakin Bumgardner, Sushi Penguini, That One Random Guy, Shelby Girl Gaming, Coconut Cluster, Brandon Briars, Lee, Evie Jeebies, and Blur Green. Next are our Senior Explorers at the $8 level, Stephen Conger, Manicord, Ant, Undead, Rachel, Brandon Berry, X the Warrior, Cassie the Cast Iron Crow, and Spooky Tooth. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. If you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, access exclusive Patreon content, and more, become a patron on our Patreon. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day. Hello there, and welcome to our Listener Corner, where we'll try to answer any questions you may have about the Backrooms. Well, to the best of our abilities at least. Today's question comes from Mike M. asking. First off, these questions come from both of my children who love the show, as do I. The first question is from my son about the walls in the Backrooms. He wonders what is inside of the walls. We know that this is different depending on which level, but we are wondering if there is a wall hidden within the Backrooms that has a rainbow hidden inside of it. My second question comes from my daughter. Wondering what would happen if a child were born within the Backrooms, if there would be any genetic mutation, or how it would be raising a child within this area. I know this depends on level, but she was curious about if you were to raise a child on level 5. Thank you so much for hearing us out. The kids and I are awaiting your response and we cannot wait to hear the results. Thank you very much and have a beautiful day. Well, for starters, thank you all for listening. It means the most to us and hope you like find our answers helpful. For the first question, though it's true it depends on which level you are within. It seems that for most cases doing so would either lead to the void, which is the most likely case, or into another sublayer of the level. Though it wouldn't surprise us if there were rainbows hidden somewhere behind the many walls of the Backrooms. Now the fun part is finding them. For the second question, we had to think pretty hard on. We do believe it's possible for babies to be born within the Backrooms, and like the first answer, it would depend on which level they're and if they'll acquire any mutations within their DNA. And as for raising a child within level 5, that may be one of the more preferable levels to do so. There's relative safety if you stay within the main hall, a community that will help those in need, and with the level being a nexus of travel for wanderers, information on the greater happenings of the Backrooms would be more readily available. Overall, though there are safer levels to raise a child in, level 5 would still be an okay option to do so in. Thank you both for the amazing questions and thank you Mike for sending it in. We enjoyed answering it for you guys. If you have any questions about the Backrooms you'd like us to answer, feel free to email us at thetravelersguidetothebackrooms@gmail.com. We love hearing your questions and would love to answer some of them at the end of the episode. Thank you all again for listening, and as always, have a wonderful day and be safe out there.